Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Forgotten America, the untold adventures of Venezuela by Giovanni Calvarese, is being called a sensational work of literature. One review says, while turning each page, readers go on a riveting journey of the self, a heartfelt piece of the author created to shed light on how easily we forget that others' problems may be our own problems. Forgotten America speaks of a fictional South America named Venezuela. However, the people, the events, and the issues we read are all too familiar. The novel exposes the principle that we must be here for each other. Our problems are interrelated. To do so, the novel asks that we are aware of the past, our thinking, our beliefs, and our feelings. Giovanni, or Gio as he calls himself, is a native of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, now lives in the greater Boston area. He enjoys writing stories and poems that would make a difference in people's lives. He received his B.A. in literature from St. Joseph's University, recently received education doctorate from Drexel University. Dr. Giovanni Gio Calvarese, author of Forgotten America, The Untold Adventures of Venezuela, is our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here and to speak with all of you today. And thank you for this opportunity.
It is certainly our pleasure, and so many themes that you talk about that I'm really interested in getting your observations on, and very important elements in your book, the book Forgotten America. Let's start with the inspiration. What was the inspiration for writing this book?
So I knew I always wanted to write, but you know, at the time, I didn't know how to begin this process. So I thought by turning to my students at the time, I got their thoughts about it. So while I was teaching students, international students, English as a second language, many of whom were from the Latin America area, and the students at the time in my class were Venezuelan. And Venezuela at the time, and this was back in 2015, 2016, was in a economic downfall. President Chavez recently passed away and Maduro was his successor. So the other cultural groups within my other classes and within the school building also became concerned. So therefore I took the opportunity to learn and travel and see what was going on and to see how I could make a difference with my writing and my research.
You know,
and
what a fascinating time. And as you're bringing that up, I can vividly remember watching the news and reading the news stories. That was a catastrophic time down there, wasn't it? What was it like? Did you visit there, did you say?
Yes. So I traveled there three times within 2 years. And each time I saw how worse it was getting, especially in the capital, Caracas. Now, imagine standing in long lines and waiting for different products like fruits and vegetables and toiletries, yet hardly any of them were available at the time. Also, certain products like toilet paper, toothpaste, laundry detergent became regulated products, which means that certain times of the week, certain groups of people were allowed to buy those products. But if your number specifically was based on their national identification number, and if your number was called later in a week, there was no guarantee that those products were available. So each time I visited, I saw how scarce it got and how people really struggle to live and receive the basic necessities. And one experience I can recall was at times the water was shut off periodically throughout the day. So the family I was staying with at the time understood this, and this was their reality. This was an everyday occurrence to them. So they filled these large buckets of water so that they had throughout the day, because they knew the water would be turned off for 6 to 12 hours at a time. So that's what we've used to wash ourselves and to take care of our daily chores. So it was, unfortunately, it's in the Jesse country, but the times I traveled, just I saw how worse and worse it got.
How do you deal with that? Do you ever get over the sights that you saw during that period, the people that you talked to, the family you lived with, and what they were going through? What impact does that have on you as a person?
Well, the impact it had on me was, it was surreal at first. I couldn't believe that this is happening, and this is happening in a country that once was very rich in finance and agriculture and in trade. And then it dawned on me, saying, you know, this is the reality of many people, and I still live with those experiences and those at times traumatic memories of what it was like. And to me, I consider myself really merely an outsider looking into their situation that they lived every day and still do today.
With us on the program is Giovanni Calvarese. He is the author of Forgotten America, The Untold Adventures of Venezuela. Let's talk about the research. I mean, obviously, you did research. You lived research. What other research aspects did you bring into your knowledge in writing the story, Forgotten America?
So, I took a cultural perspective, so I was there to be really a participant observer in exploring and experiencing the daily life that the Venezuelans were going through at the time. So I created the characters around my experience and how the people were living. And through that, I built fictional characters from real life experiences. And I did this through traveling. One time was 2 weeks. Another segment was 3 weeks. And my last segment, before they actually banned traveling any North Americans, my last travel ended up to be 4 weeks at the time. And I took all those experiences, and I eventually created a story from it that was both impactful and meaningful to the people and hopefully to the readers.
With us on the program, Giovanni Calvarese. I'm going to spell that. I'll do this again before the program's over and give you the title of the book and the book available. Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. I'll give you that. But Giovanni is G-I-O, V as in Victor, A-N-N-I, and Calvarese is C-A-L, V as in Victor, A-R-E-S-E. The book is Forgotten America, The Untold Adventures of Venezuela. Tell me a little bit about the story, just sort of an overview of the storyline, and then talk about developing the characters, because you make these characters come alive. What is the back the backstory for the book, and talk about shaping these characters?
Oh, absolutely. Each chapter alternates from the past and the present. Readers can expect how the past catches up with Carla's, who is seen as both a protagonist and antagonist throughout the story, and how much the past might matter in the present for his new friend that he meets, who is called Ezekiel. And Ezekiel, throughout the story, experiences these uncharted adventures ranging from spontaneity to outright fearful. And Carlos, throughout the story, attempts to piece together his past memories and trying to make sense of how important the past is to his present adventures with Ezekiel. He begins to remember some of these events, and these past memories are certainly seen throughout the present. So in developing the characters, I wanted to intertwine historic events with fiction, but also relevant to the situations that we might encounter today. And I wanted to create a story in a way that nudges readers in a direction of being aware to ourselves and to their situations. And these characters, though fictional, when we read them, hopefully we get to see a piece of ourselves, or at least these characters remind us of people we might have encountered. And maybe we might have encountered these people in different countries like Venezuela.
You've done such an excellent job of bringing that to life. I want to ask you about when you were developing these characters, Carlos and Ezekiel, did you do like outline the personality traits, all of this in the beginning, and pretty well know who they are? Or did their personalities and the interactions sort of develop as the story developed?
Well, I had an idea of how I wanted to represent Carlos and how I wanted to represent Ezekiel. So I started out with a skeleton outline of key personality traits. But as I began to write the story, I saw how these characters came to life from my own experiences, through my own memories, and through further additional conversations I had with my Venezuelan friends and the family I stayed with. So those personalities ended up changing as I began to write the story to really make it authentic. And the authentic piece, I think, comes into play when we encounter how the story unfolds and how the characters remember important things throughout their journey together.
This is really a unique approach. A very gifted author, Giovanni Calvarese, is our guest on the program. The book is Forgotten America. What risk do you take with writing?
I like to break the creative box that we might find ourselves in. And I like to take a deep dive into the non-traditional way of writing. So when we read, we often find ourselves reading a pretty much linear plot structure. So the risk I take is I want to see how far I can break that plot structure and create these meaningful stories that oftentimes could be reflected back to how we might experience something or recall a past event to a present one. So I like to think I take these big, bold risks when I write, because I think it's a change readers are not expecting, and they might be interested in reading more about. And it's a decent break, I think, from the traditional structure of reading that we are used to.
So often someone will read a book and it's so similar to 15 or 20 other books. They enjoy it, but it's similar. It doesn't really set itself apart. And you've done that in your writing style in Forgotten America, The Untold Adventures of Venezuela. For you, is writing a spiritual, a therapeutic process? What's it like for you personally, the author, as you're creating these stories?
Well, I like to think writing is both a spiritual and work activity. When I write to learn and explore topics that people might find fascinating and would be curious to explore. You know, take for example, Forgotten America is a historic dystopian place where paradoxically the military is seen as guardians, but at the same time protecting the government agenda of control. And that's one aspect that Carlos experiences. I learned about how people were affected by these government policies while I was there, and explored how others might be affected, even though they might not be from Latin America, but piecing together how even in the United States today, we might be able to see some of these aspects with the political dynamic that is happening today. So I like to think, like Ezekiel, he tries to understand this paradoxical relationship and the meaning of his friend's situation, and learns from any differences or similarities to his own situation. So, you know, I take writing both as a spiritual endeavor and as a relaxing process to further understand myself and to understand the relationships I have with others. And with those processes, I sit down and write, and either I have a skeleton outline, and then from there I see where it develops.
You are a very thoughtful, talented writer. What advice would you give to others to help write that maybe are taking sort of the safe way out? You talk about risk-taking and pushing and trying to capture people's attention and telling the story. What advice would you give to others?
For sure. Everyone has a story, and that story needs to be told. But it's a matter of finding your creative way to share that story. So don't be bogged down by the particulars or the traditional plot structure, because writing is certainly one's discipline that they craft over time. But utilizing any moment to write down thoughts or ideas is certainly very useful. And eventually, I like to think those thoughts and ideas start to become your own. And that's the advice I would give to people, is everyone has a story. It's a matter of finding your voice to share your story and tell it in your own way, because it's important and we need to all hear it.
Giovanni Calvarese is our guest on the program, the author of Forgotten America, The Untold Adventures of Venezuela. Who was this book designed for? Was there a target audience you had in mind as you were writing Forgotten America?
When I was writing the book, the target audience I had in mind were young adults and people who were or who are interested in learning about different cultures. But really, when we sit down, and this is for anyone, when we take the moment to sit down and read the book, we certainly see aspects of ourselves and aspects of familiar situations that that we might encounter today in our life. So, you know, that means when we look at the story, we are considering all possible aspects. And that's why I wrote this story from two different yet unique perspectives, one of Carlos and one Ezekiel, because we then can formulate our own thoughts and opinions of what is happening. And it's really for anyone who is interested in learning about what may be truth and what may not be truth. And then from there, they make their own conclusions or opinions.
Boy, time is going by so quickly. Several minutes left. Our guest is Giovanni Calvarese. We're talking about his book, Forgotten America. What message takeaway do you have for your fans, anyone who wants to read your book? What message would you have for them?
The message I have for them is when you are reading this book, try to look inward at yourself and see what differences and similarities that you may share with the characters. And then I want you to take a step back and to see how similar and different you are to the characters and what differences, what positive differences you can make with your life. And also I ask my readers to spread the word and spread the word about this wonderful story that anyone is encouraged to pick up and read, and let's further the conversation and let's further make a positive impact in the world and see what kind of changes we can see throughout our life and throughout another's.
And I understand you're working on a second novel. Tell me what you can about that.
Yes, the second novel is not a sequel to Forgotten America. It's in fact something different, but keep in mind that I am still considering breaking the creative box, as I mentioned before. So this book I'm working on is a futuristic dystopian of a fictional place called Mystic Falls. And in the beginning of the book, we see that Mystic Falls is just getting over a social and physical crisis. And there is some conspiracies there that the police and the investigators start to unfold, because the book also begins with this investigation of this missing person, and this missing person unravels this conspiracy. And in the setting of the story, it's taking into consideration what the future may look like. And from the character's perspective, they view this future not as a utopia, but as a dystopia.
Looking forward to that and hopefully having an opportunity to talk about that book as well. This book, receiving rave reviews, Forgotten America, The Untold Adventures of Venezuela by Dr. Giovanni Calvarese. Are you used to being called the doctor so far, or is it still new to be hear yourself referred to as doctor?
Quite honestly, it's pretty new. A lot of people still call me Gio or Mr. C or Mr. Calvarese, and that's fine. But to be honest, I do like to hear that doctor said now and then.
Well, I should have said it more often during the course of the program. I know the work
Not
and the
a problem.
Effort that goes into that, and it's certainly something to be proud of. Dr. Giovanni Calvarese, that's Calvarese. You'll find the book available at all the usual places, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, ParchmentGlobalPublishing.com, and responsible for setting up our conversation with Dr. Gio on the program today. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on the success of Forgotten America.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and definitely, hopefully we can do this again.
It has been our pleasure. Giovanni Calvarese, our guest on the program, Forgotten America, The Untold Adventures of Venezuela. Information on our website, This Week in America. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.